Thanks for starting your week with us on the show here on 91.5 in Phoenix with Mark and Lauren. I'm Steve. Coming up this hour, a preview of international news from the BBC, and we'll take you out to the ball game with the Diamondbacks organist. But first, we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. President Trump is moving to apply tariffs to steel and aluminum imports, with exceptions possibly being carved out from Mexico, Canada, and Australia. But it's part of Trump's pattern of changing how the U.S. has handled international trade deals. In a recent editorial, the Arizona Republic explored the issue of tariffs with a focus on sugar from Mexico. And editorial director Phil Boas is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about it. Phil, what's your perspective on the impact of these tariffs and the vibe of protectionism they give off?
Well, we have hundreds of years of history that tell us that tariffs are destructive. So it's well established that they're harmful. The whole Smoot-Hawley bill that went through that was really destructive on the American economy. The proof is there when we know that it is a problem in global trade when you start putting up barriers, and it creates trade wars, it creates retaliation, and that's not good. That's more friction on the economy. And so it's not a positive prospect that Trump wants to go there.
And the specific editorial has to do with sugar. Explain to us how important the relationship with Mexico and the U.S. is when it comes to sugar.
Okay, so we wanted to look at sugar because it's just a fraction of NAFTA. It's just a small piece of it, but it's a microcosm. It gives you a sense of the kind of turmoil that can be created on two fronts. One, when you impose tariffs, and two, if you disintegrate trade agreements like NAFTA. So if we blow up NAFTA, which Trump is threatening to do, one of the first things that will happen is that the sugar that is supplied by Mexico to the United States, which is about 1.3 million tons, that'll be knocked down to about 1/16 of that. Because here's the problem. What happens is that right now that is tariff-free sugar coming in from Mexico. Mm-hmm. If you don't have NAFTA, then it all falls under the World Trade Organization agreement, and then you have to impose tariffs, which would go to about 15 cents a pound on sugar, okay? Well, that's going to create turmoil in the American economy, and that little segment of the American economy, real chaos, and the people that work in that industry are telling us this, because now the United States is going to have to scramble to find another supplier, and they're going to be looking to Brazil and Thailand and Australia, and they're not going to find as much, and it's going to be more expensive. And so we're going to see the price increases, we're going to see shortages. It'll be a real problem.
That's a real underreported part of this, too, because we're not thinking in terms of sugar, and yet, whether we like it or not, sugar is in all sorts of products that we use every day.
Yeah, and it gives a good look at why so many in business are saying that the disintegration of NAFTA will be destructive to the American economy. The Conservative Business Roundtable has estimated that Arizona would lose 34,000 to 68,000 jobs within the first year of the end of NAFTA, and that the United States would lose between 1.8 million and 3.6 million jobs. That's real disruption in the economy here.
What does it say to you? And you and I have talked about President Trump a lot, of course, in these segments. But what does it say to you when heads of chambers of commerce and a lot of Republicans are saying tariffs are a bad idea, trying to completely change NAFTA or get rid of NAFTA? Certain updates, yes, people are up for. But the fact that, okay, let's not overturn this, let's not completely throw it away. What does it tell you when President Trump's reaction to it is basically a shrug of the shoulders and I'm going to do what I want?
Well, he is being true to himself. He's not a man who puts much value in consistency, but he is consistent here because he was pro-tariff before he even ran for president. He says that he's had this position for 25 years, that America has had its clock cleaned. And so this is the America first part of the Trump movement. This is the populism coming forth. We haven't seen a lot of populism from Trump in policy. Much of the policy has been conservative, but this is real populism, and this was something we warned about, that Trump isn't a true conservative, because free trade is an article of faith of the Reagan Revolution and Goldwater and the earlier Republicans.
It's been argued that he is not a typical politician. We certainly know that's the case, and yet this tactic in particular, related to tariffs, related to trade situations, seems to be playing into some of those states that barely went for him in 2016. We're seeing a special election in Pennsylvania, and maybe people are speculating, well, he timed this to make sure the workers are on his side and know that he's with them. And yet, has there been anything proven from economic philosophy that the tariffs or whatnot will actually bring American jobs back?
No, what history shows us is that when you impose tariffs, you're actually imposing a tax on the American people. They're going to pay more for goods and services and everything. The history has shown that it's been destructive for the American economy. One of the big questions about Trump is he using talk of tariffs as a cudgel, in a way to get his way in trade negotiations, for instance, with NAFTA? I think we've been shown the answer to that. I think with Gary Cohn, who was the director of the National Economic Council, his departure is telling us that Trump is serious about this, and he must have realized it, and that he wasn't going to be able to turn it back, you know, with the aluminum and steel tariffs announcements. So, yeah, I think we're seeing true populism here and a rare consistency from Donald Trump.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.